Hello, and welcome to The Everyday Leader, lessons you can use to build and grow your influence every day. I'm your host, Laura Thompson. Happy Monday, and thank goodness it's Monday, TGIM, and thank goodness for this podcast, because this podcast is for everyone. There are so many resources out there for leaders of Fortune 500 companies, CEOs, and the like, but this podcast realizes that a leader is not someone who is defined by a title or someone who necessarily leads a large company. We are all leaders in some aspect of our life because leadership is an attitude. It's how you conduct yourself in any aspect of your life. Sure, some leaders have the title. They've been recognized and promoted based on their past success and have elevated their career to a new level. And some leaders are spouses, coaches, teachers, classmates, nurses, athletes. I created this podcast to share decades of my own leadership experience and to provide guidance on how you can be a little better every day. We all know what compounded interest is. It is the result of investing your money and reinvesting that interest rather than spending it. The interest grows and grows, and finally you have a giant, wonderful nest egg in the end. At The Everyday Leader, we focus on small daily improvements that over time, the investment we make in ourselves grows and grows and will lead to large and wonderful results. Compounding small efforts by changing some of our behaviors and small improvements that over time get us crazy great results. You deserve these crazy great results. You deserve the best. Yes, you. Believe you deserve it, and the universe will serve it. Think lightly of yourself and deeply of the world. Miyamoto Musashi. This is the 8th episode of The Everyday Leader, and it's Monday, May 18th. How have you been this last week? I hope that you're all staying safe and healthy. I mentioned earlier that I'm a marathoner, and this last week I just began training for a half marathon that was rescheduled to July. Normally, I love this race because it's in April, and I'm gotta be honest, I'm kind of like the Goldilocks of running. I don't like it too hot. I don't like it too cold. So an April race is perfect. So I'm a little nervous that it's rescheduled for July, but I'm also very excited. So this is the Martian Invasion of Races. Check it out at martianraces.com. This is my favorite event because it's my chance to give back to the running community as a pacer. Also, I love this event because I like to dress up, and this is a fun Martian race, so Martian costumes are the norm, and so I get to bright green hair or bright blue hair so that the runners can always see where the pacer is. So who knows if this event will go on or not? I choose optimism. I'm a pretty optimistic person. Besides, I need this training because being locked in my house with all the food requires a great deal of exercise. I'm not going to lie, getting back on a schedule has not been easy. But even yesterday with 100% chance of rain all day long, I got my butt up off the couch and got out there and did it. So what are you doing? Another thing I did this last week, I mentioned this in an earlier episode, I adore The Masked Singer. Everyone on that show is so positive and supportive. It really takes me to a happy place. They're always smiling. The judges support the singers. They support each other. Even when sometimes they make such ridiculous remarks, that's mostly Judge Ken Jeong, but they support each other. No spoilers here if you aren't caught up, but this week, Rhino sang the most beautiful Tim McGraw song, Humble and Kind. Here's a few of the lyrics. Don't expect a free ride from no one. Don't hold a grudge or a chip, and here's why. Bitterness keeps you from flying. Always stay humble and kind. It goes on to say, when those dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble and kind. What a great leadership lesson. Always stay humble and kind. Robin Sharma says, mastery begins with humility. Now, humility, it's not generally listed in the top characteristics of a leader. Think of a leader. Think of what makes them great. Usually, humility is not coming to the top of the list. In fact, it is frequently overlooked because some confuse humility with weakness. So yes, there's some weak-ass leaders out there, but it's not the humility that makes them weak. It's other deficiencies in their leadership. Humility is described in this C.S. Lewis quote, "Humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less." I love that, thinking of yourself less. We all hate the braggart, right? The people we admire most, the people we want to follow, are not the show-offs. The leaders we follow by choice are the ones who do not need to convince us of their greatness. The most inspiring leaders show exceptional character and use their skills, knowledge, and experience to bring people together. Leaders who come from humility use their success for the greater good, not to self-promote. Forbes magazine published a survey of 105 computer software and hardware firms published in the Journal of Management revealed that humility in CEOs led to higher performing leadership teams, increased collaboration, and cooperation and flexibility in developing strategies. So why do you think that is? Well, first off, humble leaders are authentic. We can see them as human because they are not perfect. They are open to feedback, coaching, and self-improvement. So I've said before, speed of the leader, speed of the team. When the leader is open to learning, the team is open to learning and constantly growing. And we know growth is important because if you're not growing, right, you're dying. You're dying. So having a leader focused on self-improvement and getting the team all to embrace knowledge and learning, you get a better, stronger team. Humble leaders also shine the light on others. It's not their success, it's the team's success. Not look at me, look at the team. And it is true, when you shine the light on others, it comes back to you 1,000 times. This ties into the importance of significance. Significance is an important human need, and humble leaders understand that their team needs recognition from them. They create environments where employees thrive because the more a leader acknowledges the strengths of their team members, the more motivated the team members will be to succeed. This is a much more positive and sustainable than producing fear-driven results. Fear-driven results are often not repeatable, and we're not looking for one-time successes in our leadership, right? We want to look for repeatable successes. We want to get that win and then build on that win and have more and more future wins. And so being a humble leader and recognizing the significance that we give to other human beings on our teams makes them just thrive, and it creates this winning culture and winning environment where everyone, here's another important thing it does, right? When you love where you work, people don't leave great companies, they leave terrible bosses, right? But when you're a humble leader that shines the light on others, they feel a valued member of the team and they stay. So very important to keeping employees engaged and keeping them employed with you, right? And here's a quote from Lao Tzu, "To lead the people, walk behind them." By leveling out the playing field and being more of an equal, the humble leader will bring teams together as a collaborative rather than a competition. By removing the need for team members to compete to be the best, it frees them to truly focus on the work and bring their best, right? Bring their best work out. So there's so many more reasons to lead with humility. The last one I'm going to leave you with today is that leadership is part of the great game of business. No one likes a sore winner. When you play the game and when you succeed with humility, it is seen as a win with integrity, honor, and dignity, and people will rejoice in celebrating that. True leadership isn't about being the best. It is about serving people. When you put pride and ego aside and show through your own actions, it is better to be self-aware than right. It is better to learn from a mistake rather than hide it or blame it on others. it is better to cultivate everyone's ideas rather than limit yourself to your own ideas, then you are a leader. I challenge you, as you build and grow yourself as a leader, take it from Tim McGraw and always be humble and kind. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode of The Everyday Leader. Please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast to cultivate the leader within you. When you are living the best version of yourself, you inspire others to live the best versions of themselves. That is everyday leadership. This has been Laura Thompson, and I leave you with my favorite quote from John Quincy Adams. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader.